it going, you guys? Welcome back to the Question Gaming Podcast. I'm here as your host, Peach Monkey Gaming, and this week you're back with Mike and Birdman. Once again, you're not here with Skimpy Wizard, but we'll have him the next time when we go on for our next launch.
Thought you were gonna say vacation. I was like, whoa, we're going on vacation. Like, for some reason, I made up this thing that you were gonna say, and then went like further on in it in my head. I don't know how that happened.
But, you developed like a whole scenery.
There's like this whole storyline of something that never ever happened that's going on in my mind right now.
Are we on a beach? Do we have tequila shots?
I mean, is that where you'd go? Is that your vacation destination of choice?
The tequila shots, yes, but there has to be games involved, or else I would be disappointed.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I feel like my go-to vacation activity currently is going on a cruise, going like a 7-day, 5-day cruise.
That would actually sound nice. What location? What place?
I mean, going to the Bahamas is pretty nice.
Okay, someone knows how to live it up. You, Tyler?
I want to go to the beach. I just want to be outside.
You just want to be on the beach the entire time? Or like...
Look, I haven't gone swimming in like 3 or 4 years.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Oh, okay. All
right. You're going to get the ultimate sunburn then if you're going to be on the beach. Just plank on there.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to North Carolina in like a couple months. I'm going to be outside every day.
Hell yeah. But let me ask real quick. How was your week, Mike?
It's pretty good. So this is going to be the section of the show where I just mention a bunch of games that I'm not going to be able to talk about because there are lots of reasons. So I finished The Witcher 3, actually. And I'm putting together thoughts on... Did I mention... I feel like I mentioned this last week. I feel like it's been forever. Was I playing Witcher 3 last week?
Yeah, you were playing Witcher 3. So you still playing it now?
No, I beat it.
What? In a week?
Yeah, so I it was like it's a normal thing. It's just like when you play for like 10 hours a day. Lots of people like blew it out of proportion. You can beat the story. Like I played on the easiest difficulty because I wanted to play the story first. And it was about 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that bad. Lots of people are just like, it takes 100 hours, but just the story. And it's just like, no, it's 40 hours. It's easily like way more than like 200 if you do everything or something like that. But that's for my next playthrough, not for this one. Because I was super worried about people spoiling, like I think I said before. And out of chat spoilers, one out of the three of them were correct. So chat does a bad job of spoiling video games.
It's like, how dare you, man?
Yeah, the one that they actually spoiled, like, the right event, they used, like, not the right name of the person. So
it's pretty
amazing. I was just like... It seems like you have no idea what you're talking about because you literally named this character something that no one calls this character. So good job. look out for a review for that. I don't know, like maybe a couple of weeks while I like collect my thoughts on it, I guess. There's a lot to be said about it. And I think not a lot of people have said the things that I think. So it'll be an interesting review, I think.
Oh, yeah. Check out for his reviews. You're very detail oriented with your review, so.
I try to like know as much as possible, but I try to get through it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you do. What's that last game you reviewed that I saw?
Hotline Miami 2.
There you go. And I got all the information from that game, which is awesome.
Yeah, because one of the main things that my friend mentioned is like I should be more comprehensive because in the event that like you're the first time, like it's their first time seeing a game, it'd be nice if like the review, like you had an idea, like if you had no idea what the game was, you could go to the review to equal parts know what it was,
mm-hmm.
and also what to think about it. On top of that, I played Life is Strange Episode 3.
Oh yes.
And I saw the ending coming like literally like 30 minutes before it happened. But the like specific events of the ending still blew my fucking mind.
They did that foreshadowing shit or no?
No, it's not. No, it's just it has to do with like, I don't know how much I want to say without maybe spoil. It's like if you are aware of like other things in pop culture, like other media stuff and other things that are popular about what happens,
mm-hmm.
you can easily tell what's going to happen. Or you can tell what has the potential to happen, and they definitely go for it.
Yeah, I can see what you mean by that, because when I was playing the first episode, you can see where it was building up to. And it's like, ooh.
Wait till you play the third episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What? I'm super, super excited. I cannot wait. It's amazing. It's just like the second the episode ended, I was just like, cannot end that way.
Oh my god.
It's fucked up. It's just straight up fucked up.
Hold on, before we jump into your topic.
That's not my topic.
That's not your...
There's still, dude, it's been a busy week.
Oh my god. Oh, hell yeah, man. Go on, man. Go on.
Oh, so the last thing about Life is Strange, though, is it is, if you are a fan of playing something and then immediately looking at Tumblr for, I don't know, stuff about it, there is some good shit in this episode. And it's the first time I've ever actually done this where, like, I looked on Tumblr mm-hmm. because I knew that's where stuff like this would pop up. And when you like, literally when you get to the moment I'm talking about, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
So they basically spoiled everything on Tumblr.
No, well, if you somehow end up on this part of Tumblr, you're asking for trouble. Oh, like, if you're playing Life is Strange, you haven't played episode 3, and you don't have it, like, Tumblr saved and, like, blocked, you're asking for trouble.
Oh my god. It just takes that one picture, and you're gonna be like, well...
Literally, I was waiting to play it, and I was just like, I should just, like, whatever, it doesn't matter, like, I'll get to it next week. And I saw one picture, and I was like, nope, I need to see what that is, because I cannot see anymore and not know the context.
Oh my god, I know what you're feeling. I hate when they destroy, because then automatically in your head, you're just, like, waiting for that to happen. It's like, okay, so this is gonna happen. Just show me when.
I was asking for trouble, so, I mean, it's whatever. Okay, so, like, on top... speaking of other episodic games, Game of Thrones Episode 4 came out also this past week.
Oh, okay, so with the Game of Thrones games, that's broken into episodes. So are they trying to follow, like, the series, like the book series or TV series?
It picks up in the end of... If I say events, will you... Is that considered, like, maybe spoilering? Both of you seen Game of Thrones?
No, not yet, but
okay.
I will see it down the line.
So if you're caught up with not the currently airing season but the one before it,
mm-hmm.
Then they will line up to some degree.
Oh, okay.
And so far, like this episode 4 is still not caught up with the show.
So real quick, then, with that whole Game of Thrones thing, because I know they don't show as much as they would in the show, so I wanted to know, does the game replicate, tell things about things that are happening in the book? Because I know the book and the show are two different things, but it's the same, you know, same overall build-up.
I've not read the books, so I have no idea. The character and the setting is not in the show. I will say that. So... Okay. If I think they're probably mentioned in the book, that would make sense, but they're not characters that are shown in the show. And actually, what I've been doing is now I've been like, they cleverly hide the game events so that they never happen in the show. But anytime that might happen, I am looking out for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. Well, I gotta hop on both of those things.
Need it. And then the last thing which I'll talk more about when I get to my topic, but Unfinished Swan. Unfinished Swan is super fucking cool.
That's the one with the paint, right? Where you got to paint the whole area and it's like white. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And I'll get to why it's like cool in my topic when I get to my topic, but it's super fucking cool. And if you're on the fence about it, but you have PlayStation Plus, be sure you download it, because I think it is super, super worth it.
Oh, yeah, and it's free right now, so I need... Yeah, I'm about to hop on that. Is it for PC?
I'll look it up right now, but I don't think so. But I think if you're worried about, like, maybe missing it, just go onto the PlayStation Store on a website, mm-hmm. then add it to your card and add it to your account. Because even if you don't download it, it'll be on your whatever account for free as long as you have PlayStation Plus.
Oh, hell to fuck yeah. Better hop on that. Tyler, you gotta hop on that same boat too.
If you have PlayStation Plus, which I assume...
If I'm getting peer pressure to do it, then sure.
I mean, it's free. It's free games. I don't understand why you wouldn't get it if it's a free game.
Super fucking picky.
I'm not gonna tell you how to live your life, but it's a free game and it has no impact on you. But it's only on PlayStation, so it's PlayStation 4, 3, and Vita.
Oh hell yeah! All
right,
now real quick, let me ask Tyler, how was your week?
Well, time went by at the speed of light, and now I'm here. Still playing Destiny. I picked up Ocarina of Time.
Yes!
Like Destiny, but it's not important. I'm sorry.
I did the first two bosses, easy cheesy, lemon squeezy. But I was like, this is fucking, I got this. I got to Jabu Jabu's belly.
Uh-huh.
I'll fucking shoot myself.
Yeah, dude, that shit is hard.
Place. Like, every time I get there, I'm like, no. I don't want to play this game anymore. No.
It's like the older we get, the more you play Zelda games, the more challenging it seems. Because when we're kids, you're just like fucking navigating everywhere. And you're just like, hey, hey, this, hey, that, hey, that. You find where to go. But yeah. Now it's like, where?
I tried playing this game when I was like maybe in high school. And I was like, fuck this place. I can't do it.
Is that your voice?
When I was a kid, I was like, fuck this place. What?
Was that your voice?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck this place.
Fuck this game. I hate Link.
I'm back up Super Smash Brothers. Yeah, that's about it, really.
You didn't want to get Majora's Mask.
We'll see. I'm doing this thing where I'm going to play Ocarina, Majora's, Twilight Princess, and Skyward Sword.
Uh-huh.
Because I played Hyrule Warriors, and I was like, hey, this game's really fun. I kind of want to play more Zelda games. I beat Wind Waker HD Remake, which is beautiful as shit. I love it. But I did rage at that game. I was like, how the fuck do I do this?
Oh, yeah. Every fucking Link has a complicated scenario. It's like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm challenging myself to do that. Probably going to break something in the process.
Oh, trust me, I've killed probably over multiple Zelda characters in the game because of the frustration and the rage. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, this week I actually hopped on to Phoenix Wright. You guys heard of that game?
Absolutely not.
You don't know Phoenix Wright?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh my god, you almost broke my heart. I was about to say. But yeah, I've been playing that game because I already beat number one like 2 weeks ago, but now I'm actually on number two, and no, that game is fucking hard. Like, trying to find out certain clues from another person to another person, if you don't present one specific image, you will get no evidence whatsoever unless you cheat, and I do not want to cheat in that game because then I don't feel like I'm actually beating the game. I don't know if that's something with you guys, if you guys like have looking online for where to go, but to me, I don't know. I'm just like,
I feel like that is the game with Phoenix, right?
To look at, like, where to go next, because that...
To figure it out.
Yeah. And it's just complicated. But I'm getting through it, nice and slowly. And then, now that you mentioned you're playing Ocarina, which is hilarious, I just recently popped back Majora's Mask into my 3DS. So, I have, like, two temples left, but I've been bouncing back and forth between those. And also, I got the game VVVV. Have you guys played that?
Yeah. VVVVVV.
Yeah, there you go.
There are six Vs.
Six Vs? Well, mm-hmm. Six of those guys. So I just downloaded it for the 3DS because it was on sale, and I was like, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's I'm planning to do a YouTube rage video with that. That's what I was been leading up to for so long. But
I'm a big fan of the game, but I especially like the soundtrack, which is PPP, PPP.
Oh, yeah. That's what they call it?
That's the name of the soundtrack.
You're lying.
Why would I lie about something like this?
PPP, PPP.
I love that game. I wanted to, like, at some point do, like, all the secret stuff in particular because, like, I know there's, like, the one little dot that you have to go, like, down, like, six screens then back up.
Yes.
But I just never really got around to it, and I would probably hate myself afterwards, so it's probably better.
Oh, my God.
I like that game so much, though. Yeah. I think just I'm the kind of hipster that appreciates the art style, and the music is super good.
If you like that game, I forgot the developer's name for that one. He created have you heard of Super Hexagon Mode?
Yeah, I played Super Hexagon also.
Oh, yes.
I'm on Hexagoner still. Yes. Hexagonester.
Yes.
Still.
Same here. I only could beat the first three, and I unlocked the last one. Oh, I unlocked let's call it the fourth one.
But from Hexagonester.
Oh, so that's what it is. I guess we're on the same boat.
That's another game where I appreciate like the gameplay and the aesthetic, and I'm a big fan of the soundtrack too. Chipsoul does the soundtrack, and I'm a big fan.
Oh, hell yeah. The music is very catchy, and I love how it just bounces to the right effects and everything. Pretty good. Pretty good. But let's get started on these topics. So, Mike, let us know what you're going to present for this week.
When you say present, I feel like I'm giving like some weird slideshow or some shit like that, and I'm like, that's not what I'm doing.
You gotta make it formal, elegant, and if you don't do it right, then we will charge you for each time you fail at it.
Oh, well.
This ain't some basic ass like PowerPoint.
I mean, I can make a PowerPoint next week if that's what this is about.
We're back in college.
Let's go. Yeah, so for my, like, while I was playing, so I guess I played Hohokam like a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently played Unfinished Swan. And if you're like, if you're somehow keeping up with my YouTube playthrough, like right now, today episode 4 was released. And I believe we finished the game. So good job us, right? We finished the game. And tomorrow we're just going to do some super special secret stuff. But while I was playing, like I had this really awesome thought of just like, if/when I ever have kids, this would be a really fucking awesome game for them to play. Because it's super cool. The game's about like a kid, I guess. So like that's unimportant. But it's the gameplay of it is really, really nice because it's just like the first level is like literally exploration. Like you just like throw paint around and try and find your way around. And you're just like wrestling with game mechanics pretty much. But it has this really awesome thing where like, when you get through the level, like what you end up with is way more than like they probably intended for you to have. Like instead of just getting through the level, you turn around and like you have created like this crazy looking abstract art masterpiece. And it's just super cool. And as you like go through the game, it has this like really awesome sense of wonder and stuff like that as they introduce mechanics that it seemed like if I were a kid, this game would blow my mind.
Yeah.
Because of just all the stuff that you do.
I remember when I saw that, I was just like, being able to throw color onto every single fucking asset that's there, it's pretty cool because you don't know what you're going to run into. That's one thing that amazed me about the game. And as a kid, if I was playing that, I would have been like, oh, what's this? What's that? So it's really an attention getter. That's how I felt with that game.
Yeah, and it's actually, as they introduce more mechanics, it actually becomes way, way cooler too. Yeah, and so like that was one of the games that I was just like, that would be really cool for like a kid to play, or like if I ever had a kid, I'd definitely show them. And it had the same quality of like, oh, I guess the other game was Hohokam. So, well, excuse me. The big thing with Hohokam is that it's very responsive. Like whenever you go through and you're doing stuff, it's very responsive. Like whenever you like hover over something, it like pops and music plays, and it's super cool. In the same way that I think Flower is really cool, because like you go over flowers and like bells chime and shit like that, and then it like zooms out and like all the grass gets like colory and it looks so pretty, and like that stuff is awesome. It's like the game is secondary and it's more like a playground upon which you can just do weird shit. And it's really cool, and I thought that was one thing that if I ever had a kid, I would really want them to play something like that more than, I don't know, more than like Mario or Zelda or like Tetris or like whatever fucked up shit I think I would want them to play. Because I feel like one important aspect of video games that I feel like a lot of people overlook is just the fact that it is like you could get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Video games are just like you could get absolutely anything, like anything you can think of. Yeah, and so like I guess the thing that I wanted to ask in general is like, what kind of games would you want your kids to be playing, like if/when you have children? Because I feel like this answer is different for lots of people, and the answer that you end up getting I guess says a lot about you. So what kind of games, what are we talking?
Go ahead, I'll let you start off, Tyler.
Oh, Jesus, okay. I don't know, man. Like, I'm tired of seeing, like, all the kids playing, like, Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto.
Because
reasons. I don't know. Like, Mario would just seem too stereotypical.
I mean, it's not about stereotypical. I mean, like, if you want your kids to play Mario, then that's fine.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know much about kids, but my assumption is that they don't have, what is it? I just had the fucking word.
Attention
span. They don't have like the attention span to play like Mario, because all of this is just, now I'm jumping a platform. Call of Duty's just like, oh my god, I'm shooting people, blah 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 blah, and all that stuff. Like, that's exciting to them. They like action and stuff.
I can see where you're going. It, now that you mentioned that the attention span, it's crazy to see how kids act with games, because my nephew, he's playing like the 3DS now. And when he sees one Nintendo game, he sees the like what is it called? The Ho-Ho-Cum? This color, like how there's so many colors and it's so vibrant everywhere. He looks at the 3DS cases and there's so much color going on in it, and he picks a game based off the color. So now that you mentioned the attention span, it's kind of funny because he'll play Mario 1 second, but then he's like, plays it for like a good minute or two. He throws away, then he's like, oh, let me touch this game. It looks cool. He picks it out, puts it in the DS, and then he'll be like, no, I don't want that one anymore. Picks it out, chooses another one. So the whole attention span with the Nintendo, it's pretty interesting because I feel like if they have a lot of games to play, you just give them too many games at once, they're just going to keep on switching and not know where to stay put with it.
Yeah, that's why I'm like tired of seeing parents go into game stores with their kids. Because they're like, oh, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? They end up getting like, you know, an M-rated game or some stupid third-party game that no one has ever heard about, like some stupid like carnival game shit for the week.
Well, to be fair, okay, so on both points, to be fair, when I was a kid, I played Grand Theft Auto 2, and that game was fucking awesome. I loved it, and like the mature aspects of it, like sure, it's like probably not great that I played it, but it was fun, like whatever. Like I didn't really understand like what the like implications of running over like a string of people was. It's just like, sure, it's like murdering like 10 people, but to me it was just like, yeah, I got a bonus point for murdering that like crowd of singing people, so that's pretty good. And then the carnival things, like the carnival games thing is just like, maybe that's not like a good game, but like I feel like as a kid you don't want a good game, you just want something to play, and even if it's stupid and lasts for like an hour, it's just like, hey, that hour was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you also want something that you'll remember forever as a kid.
Yeah, well, how many I'm maybe jumping the gun a bit, but how many games did you play that maybe didn't make the biggest impact on you?
Made the biggest impact?
Because for like every Mario and like whatever Final Fantasy, Zelda game, there's probably like 10 other games that you played that you probably can't think of right now.
All right. Well, I'm trying to like going through like what I played on the N64.
Yeah, like I definitely know like, which ones? I know definitely Mortal Kombat was the biggest part of it for me, because even though, yeah, I had all the Nintendo Fight colorful games, I still had that one killing game. It was just fun ripping apart someone's arms and just seeing them, like, you know, the pixel goes, wah! Screaming.
Yeah, that's a fucked up game. Like, that'd be a fucked up thing to play as a kid. Like, right now, you probably, like, parents would be like, no fucking way you're playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, just kids react differently to different games. Like, I can play any game when I was a kid. Well, not, you know, I can play, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but, like, I can play Grand Theft Auto, like, EverQuest, Mario, just, you know, I'm perfectly fine, just, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what with us.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
no, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to jump to, like, the type of game I would want my kids to play, since you were asking that, is, have you guys heard of Loco Roco?
Oh, yeah.
I never played it, though.
Okay. Isn't it like a PSP game with like this giant yellow blob thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
The game is so... Immediately when I saw... I can't... I'm going to pronounce the game wrong. It's Ho-Ho-Kum. That's what you call it, Mike?
Ho-Ho-Kum?
Yeah.
I actually don't know how it's pronounced. I'm assuming it's Ho-Ho-Kum.
I'm going to call it Ho-Ho-Kum. I will probably ask you this more than 4 to 5 times.
I call it Hoo-Hook, but that's definitely not it.
All right. I'm calling it Hoo-Hook. That's one way I remember it, like a Ho-Ho. But... that game immediately reminded me of Loco Roco, and it's so simple. All you really need in that game is like L and R. So
you spin everything, right? Like the world spins around them.
You just like hold L or R, whatever direction you're gonna go, and the ball will fall down that way, and you collect more of them. So you collect more of your little U's, and you get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I believe depending on the level, you get, let's say, up to 18. But the coolest part is you can like make them all explode into individual little balls. So then you have individual little Loco Rocos all across the fucking screen, and you're trying to lead them across the world. So That's one game I would want my kid to play, because I believe it's easy, simple, straightforward, and all you need to do is get to the end. And the awesome mechanic you have is you can jump. You can jump and attack things. If you don't jump, you can fall like in a spike and lose one of your kids or like
kids.
I consider them like kids, because when I was younger, when I was playing, I was like, oh, I'm a big ass ball. I'm like the father. But when I like split into little seeds, they're each little kids. So you have to watch each and every one of them, because if you leave the game fucking alone, them little fuckers jump all over the place. So you got to collect your kids and make sure they come to the end with you, or else they can get eaten by these things called like Ucha Uchas. I don't even know their fucking name, but the point was,
it's a kid from Crash Bandicoot, right?
A lot of Uka Ukas, but it's pretty cool because it's simple, and I would want my kids to play, like, you know, all in honesty, I want them to play anything that they find fun, and I believe that's a fun game. So
I feel like you're being like you're speaking like the parent you want to be, but in reality you're totally gonna tailor, maybe you're gonna like tailor the games that they get.
Yeah, I can't argue, because I'm gonna have hella games, and trust me, if my nephew is able to find my game set, he, like, when I'm telling you he takes one game, it's like he takes all 30, and when he takes all 30, he will play all 30 within that one day. So there's gonna be no way that I can even hide, let's say, a fucking Mortal Kombat game from him. I'm just gonna come in, like, just like how my mom did. She walked in on me when I was young, saw me do a fatality on a character, and she just started going berserk in Spanish.
Did she swear at you? Because that's the best way to react to it.
Hell yeah.
No, I feel like we're gonna get into this just like parenting discussion, and I really don't want to, because my response to that is just be a good parent.
Yeah, I agree. It's just anything that makes, as long as you know how your kid acts with games and they know it's a game, then I feel like, you know, then you're being a good parent.
Yeah, so it's basically like, I want to find a game that will entertain him without turning him into a little shit.
Exactly. As long as they don't do fatalities on the outside of the real world, then I'm cool.
I would be impressed if I saw my kid pull someone else's spine out their ass.
Yeah, that'd be fucking... I mean, yeah, how would I argue with that? real fast, I just want to, like, blast through the chat stuff. And then, so, like, one of Charlie just mentioned Nintendo, Mario, Sonic type of games, and then Zelda and Mega Man also, which are just like, yeah... Those are pretty, like, I feel like that's the games that you play when you were a kid, so that makes a lot of sense. And then The Loft mentions playing StarCraft, so that at one point they can make that MLG money.
You just see, that's the secret. You train them when they're little seeds, and by the time they turn into adults, they have, like, the super abilities, and next you know, no rent money.
Yeah, I mean, if...
That's when they're little.
Say it again.
Like, that's when they learn more, is when they're, like, small, like 4 or 5.
Oh.
That's how, like, little kids get so good at Call of Duty, because they're like, I've been playing this all my life.
Like, I've been, okay, when I was a kid playing Mario, like, literally now, I don't know how people can hesitate. It's probably me when they hesitate jumping over an object, jumping to a Goomba, or seeing, like, if it's a huge pot of lava. I don't wait and then think about what I'm going to do. I literally just keep running, jump, keep running on whatever obstacle will face me. I feel like I became a little Mario pro, but that's just me. So I don't know, like, I feel like the more you play the game at it when you're younger, the better you become. So, like, Mario's so fucking easy for me now.
Yeah.
Like, what game is easy for you guys? That, like, let's say one that you played as a kid and now that you're, like, a fucking expert at it to you.
Smash. Like that's the only game I'm really good at, to be honest. And I'm still learning. There's so much to learn about that game.
Oh, hell yeah. You, Mike?
Tetris. I'm not, like, grandmaster good, but I feel like on more than one occasion, I played the game in front of people, and they're just like, how the fuck did you do that? Because it's just like, I max out the level, or I do, like, under 2 minute clears and 40 lines, and I'm just like, yeah, that's just kind of how I play Tetris.
I could never master Tetris. That game was insane for me.
It's cool. I love Tetris just as like a... It's not about being perfect. It's about solving problems really well and quickly and handling yourself well under pressure.
I agree.
It's cool. That's why I like Tetris. I think it's cool.
I love playing it in multiplayer. When you do Tetris with another person and you see... Like, when you have someone else's, they get it like a combo, and then immediately it throws blocks into the other person, so they got
I think. I hate those versions of Tetris.
Why?
I don't think they're all that fun.
See, it's interesting because it makes it competitive. I feel like you would win no matter what, even if someone made a combo move and they would shoot that down if you could get it done, like a 2-minute challenge done quick.
Yeah, it depends. Like, sometimes a lot of those will end up, like, you'll win or lose in, like, the first, like, 2 minutes, mm-hmm. it, depending on how the game works. Because, like, I'll do, like, a big stack. You'll instantly get, like, 8 blocks or something like that, and you'll be like, oh, what the fuck? Or that'll happen to me, and then we'll, like, just lose instantaneously. But, yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Fun game. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just, this is, like, maybe, like, a thing that you don't, the topic is maybe a thing that you don't think about actively all the time, but I feel like it's one thing that upon like critically analyzing games more, I feel like it has come up in my mind more often than not.
Yeah.
Like it was probably like the first thing I thought when I played Hohokam, mm-hmm. and it came up when I played Unfinished Swan. It came up when I played Flower. And it just doesn't really come up with a lot of other games because I'm not sure, like, I'm trying to imagine like kid me playing the games I'm playing and which ones would like resonate in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually like those weird games. I'm a weird kid though too. So.
I can see why, because those games really stand out. Like if I, just by looking at this art style from Hohokam, it looks like something that I will remember because it's out of the ordinary. It's different. It's unique. And then it's so vibrant. Like, any game that has a lot of color, I believe, it's easy to remember because, you know, you're just thinking about what's happening in the level and what's making it fun. It's like, what's making you want to go through this colorful environment?
And there's other things, too. It's like the soundtrack. There's, like, there's levels that are specifically, like, if you saw them, it's, like, they're literally playgrounds. There's one level where all you have to do is, like, it's a big room. There are no secrets in it. There's no point to the level. In fact, you don't even have to do it. You don't even have to go there. But when you go there and you open up all the circles, mm-hmm. it literally turns the level into like a dance floor.
What?
And like the circles around you pulse to the music.
Uh huh.
Or there's one that like will follow you while you're going as if it's a spotlight.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And it's cool. Like it makes these moments that aren't even related to the game. Like, the game is not even... Like, if you never go to that room, you will still be able to get everything in the game.
Like, oh, so they're like little bonus areas that you can just go for the fun of it.
Yeah, yeah. And one of them in particular is actually really annoying to do, but once you finish it, it's like... It was the first one I happened to do, so, like, you have to, like, hover over every single one of these circles mm-hmm. and fill it in when you hover over it, and... There are really tiny ones that are smaller than your character.
Oh, wow.
And you have to find them all. And then once you find them all, then, like, the screen goes black. And then all these, like, vibrant colors, like, pulse out of the center of the circle. And then, like, music starts playing. And it, like, turns into, like, a dance floor. Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's pretty unique.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, I would definitely play that. But, like, so what type of games for you, Birdman? Well, what type of game are you going to let your kids play?
I don't know.
All of them. Just say all of them.
Let them play the world.
I mean...
I'm hella gonna let my kid play Call of Duty 4. Let's go. My kid's gonna go to, like, elementary school, and he's gonna go, you got no scope, bitch. And I'm gonna be like, whoops. Did a bad job, I think.
I don't know. Just everything. It's Pokemon, if that still exists. Mario, which will exist. Any kind of shooter. I'll be like, all right, this game has killing, but killing is wrong, except in this game.
You can kill all you want in this game.
Yeah.
Just don't kill Timmy in real life.
Yeah, that's my dad voice. Like, don't do that. That's bad.
Don't do that. Now, what did your mother tell you?
She's wrong. What's that to me? I saw her divorced her. Wait, what?
This is not... This got real dark. Yeah. where I intended for this to go.
Sad story.
Yeah, I don't know, because I definitely remember, like, being a kid, I played a shit ton of games. Like, tons and tons of games. Like, I probably could not even... Like, you could probably mention a game, and I'm probably at the point where I won't remember ones that I've played now.
Yo, I agree.
But, There are probably just, like, a handful that really, like, made a long-lasting impression on me, so.
Yeah, same here. Like, I believe as a kid, you should experience like a lot of different games because there's so many different type of gameplays that you can actually get into. Like I played probably over 500 plus handheld games, dude. And like cause when I was young, it was just easy for me to get handheld games because no one really had a system. But just playing through all those games gave me so many different experiences because I feel like you should be playing it for the experiences and just for fun. Like what to see next or what's happening next with this character or this environment. So that's what I want my kid to do. Like literally if he chooses a fucking Barbie game off the shelf and he wants to play the Barbie game, go ahead. But don't get mad at me when you don't like the game. You know. 'Cause if it's whatever game they want to play at the end of the day.
I want my kid to play a game that still hasn't had a sequel, like me. You know, Billy Hatcher. The fuck's my
Oh,
sequel at?
hell
I'm still
yeah.
waiting since the GameCube.
You're gonna break their hearts by not giving them the ones that don't have sequels.
My heart's already broken, so
So
you can deal with
you want to give them a broken heart too?
it.
Son, you will feel my
I
pain.
mean, he chose the game, so that's up to him.
I feel like somebody watching this will also be like, well, maybe you should have your kid go outside. And to be fair, as a kid, I hella went outside.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, anytime
Yes.
I could be outside, I was probably outside.
Oh, yeah. I was probably outside more than playing games. Because it would probably be like during the nighttime, I'd be playing games. Because by then, you know, come inside, kitties. It's not safe outside.
Yeah, even though I lived on base, like as I'm a military family, I lived on base and the playground was like literally right behind my house. Like my backyard was the playground.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I still had to come inside when it got dark, which I guess that's all right. Okay. It's
It's
okay.
just like, damn, I wanted to really play on the swings today. Yeah.
Yeah,
Now
cool shit.
that you mentioned that, real quick, do you feel like games help develop, let's say, kids' imaginations? Like it expands it? Because there's a lot of people that would say that it wouldn't because you're just playing a game and the environment's already created and you feel like you're just going through someone else's imagination. But do you feel like it can expand on your imaginations?
Have you not seen all the original Sonic characters on DeviantArt?
Have you not seen all the original Sonic characters on DeviantArt?
If you haven't, literally go search it up. It's insane.
Don't. Why would you tell people to do that?
Because they will see.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that like video games are probably the number one like creative inspiration I've ever had about anything, really. Directly and indirectly, it's just like it was probably the strongest creative force in my life.
Agree.
And like sure, like books are great. Listening to music is great for me in particular because I'm a musician. And then like movies are cool. And I think video games offer something like even if the environments and stuff are created different or are created for you, like the experience of interacting with a completely different world that maybe you couldn't have thought up is still like really, really important and really impactful.
I agree. You Birdman?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, this video games just take you to a whole different world. Like, movies can do that, but that's only for like an hour and a half. Video games, you can play as much as you want. It's
Yeah.
just like, I mean, like in Destiny, like, I can go to the fucking moon and Mercury and Mars and Venus. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like that's what I feel like games had. Like they don't
But
provide.
Interstellar. I'm just kidding. Interstellar is a really fucking cool movie, by the way.
I have not seen it. I am really bad with movies. I won't
Yeah.
mention
Just
that.
there's like literally one scene that blew my fucking mind in Interstellar. As a science nerd, as a nerd that like legitimately had a conversation about my friend with about space, it blew my fucking mind.
I say, tell us a spoiler alert.
You sure? Spoiler alert?
Yeah, tell me.
Interstellar, it's not on Blu-ray. Interstellar spoiler alert. They showed a wormhole and a black hole.
Whoa.
And it's fucking nuts. It looks so cool.
Hell
If
yeah.
there's one thing that I love about Interstellar and Mass Effect, it's that it like going in space and also the future look fucking awesome.
Oh, that's what's up. I love looking at like what the potential future or black holes and all those could look like because it's so epic.
I feel like Star Trek doesn't do the future justice.
No.
Like, Star Trek is awesome, but, like, aesthetically speaking, I think Mass Effect is, like, probably the go-to science fiction kind of thing.
What about Halo?
What about Halo? 7 Halo looks ugly.
What about Halo Chief?
What about Destiny?
I mean, I guess the Halo is actually pretty cool, because it's a thing where, like, you look at the horizon and the horizon goes up, so that's pretty cool. But, like, the ships are ugly.
They're wonky models.
Mass Effect ships are cool looking.
That's pretty cool.
It's also like you literally just stand on a planet and look at you'd stand on a moon, mm-hmm. and you look at a planet with another moon behind it and then the star for that system. Like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just to see like space things are awesome, because you don't, like, you know, of course we're surrounded by different things, but seeing that and being able to do that in the game, or just seeing it in a movie, it's just like, dude, That's fucking intense. That's what it would look like if I was fucking there.
Yeah, and the thing with Mass Effect 2 is just, like, I will never know what that's like. Never, ever.
It's exactly. Like, it's in Mass Effect
and in Interstellar and stuff like that.
See, I want to know how people come up with that. Like, the thought of thinking of what it could look like and then just developing it. That's what blows my fucking mind with that.
They probably do research on the internet and stuff, and then they use their imaginative minds to, like, bring it to life.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, like, you can probably just, like, plot out a lot of that stuff. Like, reasonably speaking, you can really tell, like, it's obviously known, like, the range from the system star, like, how habitable a planet is, and then just designing, like, a bunch of different, like, kinds of environments that things would live. Like, some of the fucking things in Mass Effect are ridiculous. Like, there's a planet that literally has parasites in the atmosphere that will kill you. Like, the oxygen will kill you.
It's like there's no escape from it. That's pretty fucking intense.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, on a world that is just like covered in moss, that makes sense, because the only thing that would probably live on there are just like small organisms and parasites.
Hold on, go on. Like, so about the whole game thing then, real quick. So would you guys prefer that they play any types of games?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give them the ones that I mentioned specifically, like Flower and Journey and Hohokam probably now. I can't think of any in the last generation, but Hohokam and Unfinished Swan probably. But then from there, it's just like, yeah, I don't even know if my kids are going to like video games. Like, that's the big thing that comes down for me. It's just like, I don't know if my kids are going to like video games. I don't know if my kids are going to like music. And those are two really important things in my life. And if, like, they don't like it, then I'm not going to force it on them.
Yeah, I agree. I just want them to taste it. I feel like they will be inspired by it. Probably what you do, because you're already there and they're surrounded by the environment. But if they don't like it, then they don't like it. That's how I see it with games for me.
Yeah, I think it's best for a kid to play every type of game. One, to find out what they like. Two, if they actually like video games. And three, they're not, like, sheltered from anything. Like, if you just raise a kid on, like, straight up Mario and Pokemon, and he never sees a Call of Duty game in his life, he doesn't know what he's going to do with that. Then again, like, if they just grow up on, like, violent shit, then, like, one of two things can happen. Like, they're perfectly fine, like, they're sane, and then, you know, guns and stuff.
Agree.
Guns are cool, though. Dude, guns are mad cool. I feel like people that, like, I feel like that's it's in there with people that like cars and shit like that. Like, guns are fucking awesome.
Yeah, think about how many times a person can actually shoot a real gun, and just being able to shoot it in a game, it's just like, yo, this is what it looks like from this perspective? Hell to fuck yeah, I'm gonna shoot something.
Guns are cool, that's what I'm saying. Play with guns, kids.
In some situations.
Bring it around everywhere you guys go. I'll say water guns. Like, Did you guys ever have the opportunity to use water guns when you were younger?
Yes.
Absolutely not. Never in my life.
Man, dude, you don't understand how hard it was for me to even get a fucking water gun.
Sarcasm. Again.
Oh yeah, I know, but for me, it's
like,
just like
a water, pump water gun? Like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Any type of water
gun. Or like a pistol or what?
Like a super soaker.
Any type of water gun. Anything that looked like a fucking gun. My parents were like, no! That's the devil. You can't play with the gun. And I'm just like, what? So every time I got like a water gun, I was just like, yes, fun.
You sound like a bad kid. I'm just kidding.
I was very mischievous. I was crazy, man. But yeah, interesting topic. I like that.
Yeah.
You should think about it in the future as you play video games.
Yeah. You guys, let us know what you guys want your kids to play, or what do you guys think about games for kids. That's something we want to hear from you guys. But let's hop on to Tyler. Let us know what's up with these amiibos. What's going on right now?
These amiibos are just... they're basically the cocaine of the video game world right now. Like, everyone's got to have them, and they're just... they're not there. I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of shit going on with these things.
Oh, my just God. Like, they're all... Now that you mentioned that, real quick, it's kind of funny because on Facebook, they put up a meme. It showed a wallet, a guy opening his wallet, or a girl opening their wallet. They'd be like, no girlfriend, money, girlfriend, broke, amiibo, hobo. And it's true.
With it
amiibos, people are becoming hobos, man.
Like, there's some like super rare ones like Villager and Wii Fit Trainer that are going for like $60 to $80, which is fucking ridiculous. Because all these amiibos are so rare. Like, I don't even like, I'm guessing North America is getting like the shit end of the stick, or we're just selling up way too fucking fast. So I know a couple of problems were the port strikes. We had like two of them.
Yeah.
And the second one just recently ended. So apparently that was why we weren't getting as many amiibos or like the special edition.
It definitely contributed.
Yeah. So, recently Nintendo did come up with an apology saying they're like, oh, we're sorry about the shortage of amiibos, and they're going to do like a better job of it. So, hopefully we see that with Wave 4, which is coming out soon, but I don't have high hopes for it, because I have a estimated stock numbers page from a Nintendo Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty interesting. They don't have any statistics for Walmart. Wave 4 amiibos are basically Pac-Man, Charizard, Robin, Lucina, Wario, and then the store exclusives. Also, all the Splatoon amiibos and the Silver Mario. Silver Mario is going to be pretty abundant for each store. There's going to be about like 10 plus Silver Marios. There's going to be a lot of Pac-Mans, a lot of Wario.
There's going to be a lot of Pac-Mans?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Pac-Mans.
I am satisfied. I want a Pac-Man.
It sounds like you're just trying to say Pac-Men or something like that, but you're just like, you have some weird speech thing.
Pac-Man or Pac-Men.
I got some Pac-Mans.
You guys want some Pac-Mans? I got them in my pocket. They have a lot of pellets.
Sorry, continue.
There's going to be a lot of Warios, Charizards. My problem is that Robin and Lucina, which are going to be the rarest amiibos this wave, there's like none. They're like non-existent. Target's getting 0 to 4 amiibos for each store.
GameStop's we got zero.
GameStop is going to have 1 to 2. Toys R Us 2 to 8. Best Buy 2.
Is it the same thing with Jigglypuff? Because I know Jigglypuff is like a limited edition one as well for some fucking reason.
They're saying Jigglypuff, since the Target exclusive, they're gonna have anywhere from like 20 to 40. So they're gonna be abundant.
So, what? Oh, no, go, sorry, go ahead.
But that's not the case with NES for whatever goddamn reason, because GameStop's stupid. There's gonna be about less than 5 of them at each GameStop store.
Oh my God, see, you guys better actually, like, sometimes the people from GameStop, they forget that they put it on the shelf, because I've had someone put their pre-order, like a GameStop member, he put it on the shelf, and I was gonna buy it, but at the register, he took it away from me.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my God, so, just walk out with it, you guys.
I would just be like, fuck you, I'm never coming back here.
I would have fucking opened the case, I should have just opened it there, it's like, here's your fucking pre-order.
Yeah, just like, I'm out. And then for the Greninja.
Yeah, I know. I'm breaking someone else's heart. I apologize to the person, imaginary person I just broke their heart for.
And then for Greninja, which is Toys R Us exclusive, it's reported that there's going to be anywhere from 30 to 100 of these things at each store.
That's not enough.
For 30 to 100 for each store?
I don't know, because remember they were selling out the Greninjas with, like, what was it? Toys R Us is, like, forcing people to get one of their credit cards so you can get a Greninja for any pre-order. So I'm assuming since a lot of people couldn't ship in for the pre-order, they're going to come and just, like, demolish it.
I mean, I'm going to be missing Toys R Us because, for me, it's Target, GameStop, Best Buy. They're all nearby, so I'm like, I'm going to do this, that, and that. And then Toys R Us is like an hour away, so I'm like, I can't do that.
It's just like, damn it.
Yeah, but I want to try my best to get whatever I can. I'm going to try and get Pac-Man, Charizard. No, I already had Charizard. I'm going to try my best to get fucking Robin Lucina.
I just want Pac-Man. That's who I want.
I have a feeling Pac-Man's going to be pretty easy to find after the initial launch.
Hell,
like, he's going to be like,
he's saying your Meepo shit. That's what he's saying. Nobody wants it.
No, dude, I want Pac-Man. I really
want Pac-Man. All right, so question about the amiibos then.
Yes.
Are they designed, like, in the grand scheme of amiibo, dumb, are they designed to be a thing that is just like a regular toy, or are they capitalizing on the idea that they are also collectible figures?
I don't think they intended on these things being collectibles, to be honest. They wanted, they're basically Nintendo's version of DLC. It's physical DLC that you can hold.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean,
they really have no use as of right now. Like, Smash Bros. Is like, oh, you can level up an amiibo to level 50 because, and it learns as you fight, which is fucking cool. But everything else is kind of dumb. Like, for fucking Mario Party, you get, like, a small themed board, which is like really small, and okay, that's fun. Mario Kart 8, you get a costume for your Mii. Okay, because I'm going to open up a Captain Falcon for that. No, fuck that.
Yes.
Like, they don't really have any use right now.
See, the thing that I think that Nintendo was doing with the whole amiibo, it's pretty clever, because you guys know, okay, in Smash Bros, you know how you collect the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you see they actually have a table and you see all of your trophies on the table, and you're like, mine, precious.
That's the only reason why I'm collecting these things, because they remind me of trophies. Like, someone's like, oh, you can get, like, these badass figures off, like, this other website of, like, fucking Robin or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. These things look like a fucking trophy from Melee. I've always wanted a trophy. And they're there. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's... And, like, what I thought is... their intention was is to make sure that each amiibo can integrate with every game. Like the newest game, Yoshi Woolly World.
Oh my god.
Yeah, where Yoshi's Yarn. I know you might be. Are you? Is that a good reaction or a bad reaction? That's what I'm trying to get.
It's both.
Okay. People listening on the podcast, yeah. He made like an upset. But the thing about them is when you scan a certain amiibo, let's say if you scan Donkey Kong, Yoshi gets a Donkey Kong skin. If you scan Mario, he gets, Mario skin, Link skin, etc. So, since they did this with one game, and now they had the, like you said, the costumes for Mario Kart, and then, let's say, they're doing it for another game, I think that their whole form was to have one DLC that can change within multiple games, making it a variety of DLC.
They just need more uses for these things. Like, I think the best one right now would be for codename Steam. And if you scan any Fire Emblem amiibo, so Marth, Ike, Robin, Lucina, you can play as them in the game, which is fantastic. I haven't been able to do that because, one, I don't have a new 3DS, and two, I don't have the Fire Emblem amiibo.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can play as, you know, Mario in a different game, like, let's say, Legend of Zelda, that would be badass. I would want that. I want to play Donkey Kong in Metroid. I want to play Star Fox in Kirby. That's what I want, which is probably not going to happen, but I can dream.
I can see what you're saying, because the thing is, they would have to create a whole new model for it, and then that wouldn't that just make it a form of DLC, though?
Yeah.
Because then they would just have to download it. But I see where you're going with that, because it would be pretty cool that they can expand on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some There's only so much you can do with the amiibos, which sadly sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, there's no real use for them except for collecting them. Because, you know, I got like, let's see, like 12 of them on the shelf right here. Mm-hmm. And, like, 6 over there just chilling.
It's like, no one can touch these.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're not out of the box, and like 3 of them are painted, so.
So Mike, what do you think about this whole amiibo thing going on with Nintendo? Like, how do you feel like they're integrating their DLC? Like, are they integrating it properly? Because that's what they basically are. They're downloadable content. Let's call it purchase content. There you go. Because it's technically...
Content.
Well, then, content. I try to come up with, like, PLC, some clever thing, but not.
It's content. No, I think Nintendo is quickly losing grasp of a really, really great idea for their platform, which is, I feel like they've long lost the chance to release, like, you know, so Super Smash Brothers is like an all-star cast of people in a fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I mentioned this at some point on here, or I've mentioned it somewhere. So I feel like they are losing the chance where they can just release Nintendo All-Star something else. And the amiibos would have been a good way to integrate all of them together into that game also. And then, like, so, like, Nintendo All-Stars Tennis. Nintendo All-Stars Go-Karting. Nintendo All-Stars Brawling. Nintendo All-Stars, like, I don't know, fucking golf or basketball. Like, anything you can think of. Like, Nintendo is the platform to do it because it's obvious that it works for Nintendo characters. And they're quickly losing the chance to do something like that. And having amiibos in that would be great. Like, if there was a tennis game and you just, like, put your amiibo on the whatever, like, this is awful. But if you put your amiibo on whatever, then, like, that character shows up with, like, I don't fucking stats or whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that would be awesome. And, like, a really good purpose to have, like, which is, like, when Skylanders came out, that was the cool thing about Skylanders. Is, like, you could literally take your Skylander to your friend's house and then it would be your Skylander.
That's true. I can see. I'm surprised they haven't even hopped on that boat, because being able to play as your own character, like, if I could play as a Boo in fucking, let's say, Luigi's Mansion, and I'm a Boo with a Luigi hat with my own poltergeisters and gotta suck up Mario, so that'd be pretty fucking fun, you know, or suck up other ghosts.
Cool.
Like, it gives them, like you're saying, it gives them more option. But wouldn't you think that now since they released amiibos, it gives them more of the opportunity? Because this amiibo thing is not going to stop. I think it's going to go on for, like, for years.
What I'm alluding to by running out of time is their relevancy overall is losing steam. Mm-hmm. Like, there are very few things where this would work. League of Legends is one that proves that it's, like, a very viable thing to do. Because it's just like one platform that builds off of it itself multiple times, mm-hmm. in an iterative process. Nintendo characters would be a good thing to do. And I think I brought this up before where Brawl would be a good choice for a game that instead of being a whatever, like semi-annual release, would be good as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it doesn't really work for Street Fighter because they make pretty major changes to Street Fighter. Halo would be good also. Call of Duty would be good, and then not a lot of other things. And all of those, with the exception of League of Legends, are losing, like, they're losing relevancy. Like, in another 5 years, people will probably still be playing League of Legends, but yeah. Call of Duty will be a joke. Halo, probably gonna be a fucking joke. Super Smash Brothers is probably gonna be a joke. And it's just, they're running out of time.
What do you think, Tyler?
I mean, I wouldn't really say Super Smash Bros. Would be a joke. That's a serious game right there. Like,
people... is Melee serious, or is Smash Brothers a series?
Smash Bros. Is a series. Like, Brawl was a fucking joke. But Smash 4 has picked its game up. Like, it's going to be at Evo 20, like, this year.
I'm a big fan of the Smash 4 scene. Like, let's just to be real, like, I'm a big fan of Smash 4. Like, I think it's really cool. But, like, it's going to be at Evo this year, but what's to say about next year?
I have no idea. I hope it's there.
Yeah. Same. I mean, same. Like, I think Smash 4 is, like, a good game, and I think they do a lot of good stuff with it, but the community has to kind of pick it up. That's
cool. Yeah. I mean, there's basically, like, two communities. It's, like, Melee and then Smash 4 right now.
I'm painfully aware of that.
Yeah. I'm surprised till today people are still playing Melee, which is mind-blowing.
It's a completely different fighting game.
Yeah. the mechanics are completely shifted in everything.
Yeah, this was like unintentional. Like, I don't think Sakurai really wanted down canceling or wave dashing in that game, but it's there.
I mean, it's the same thing with like Super Smash Brothers 2 or whatever, or not Super, Street Fighter 2,
mm-hmm.
And Marvel 2. It's the same thing. Like a lot of like those two games introduced a lot of core mechanics that are really big in the games, and the iterations forward don't really like hit those same beats in the same way. Or I guess it's more of like Third Strike. Third Strike, like in my opinion, Third Strike is probably the best competitive Street Fighter, and Marvel 2 is probably the best competitive Marvel game. In the same way that like I think that Melee is a really, really good competitive game. It's a very high execution game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Do I think 4 is like cooler and way better to watch? Probably. But Melee is a very impressive game.
Yeah, Melee is all about hype, to be honest. Like, if you see, like a Ganondorf get, like, a 10-hit combo on someone, that's big.
Oh, my God, yeah. People know... It's like codes for fucking Melee. I don't even know where to start. I still treat it, like, the same way as if I would play the other games now. Because some people get serious with that shit. Like, especially with the fall, like, when you try to make a comeback and they can, like, knock you down immediately. No hesitation.
Oh, dude, Spike, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
Spike,
my God.
Done.
This shit is insane.
You just pray that you, like, DI into the stage and you can, like, tech it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. But yeah, like, with this whole Amiibo thing, I think they are running out of time myself. Because, like, I think once the whole Super Smash Brothers line is out,
mm-hmm.
what else is there going to be? We have Splatoon. That's cool. I'm getting the 3-pack because they actually have a use in that game. But okay. Even then... Like, what else are we going to have after that? Like, you're just going to, like, remake the characters again? Like, you
yes.
did Super Mario?
You well, better believe.
Well, what you
They're
need...
They're going to release their own color palettes.
A blue-hatted Mario.
See, Mario.
The thing, though, what I think is, Amiibo, even though I see where you guys are saying it's running out of time, they do still have a lot of options, because what you need to remember, Nintendo has a lot of IPs. Not only that, they have their own branch, but sooner or later, Nintendo will start branching out to third parties. That's my opinion is, if Nintendo starts branching out to third parties, there'll be more Amiibo creations and how they can integrate within a Mario game. Like, let's say the only thing with the character that's going on is actually in Yoshi's Woolly World, where if you put a Yoshi Amiibo... you get Yoshi in the game. You get another Yoshi that follows you. You can control him like you could do in one of this new Super Mario. Which one is it called for the Wii again? Super Mario World?
No idea.
Tyler.
Super Mario Brothers Wii U.
It's the one that we played at the Josh's party.
Oh, 3D World?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Super Mario 3D World. You know how when you get the cherry, you get another...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so with Yoshi's Woolly World, they're making... Yoshi follow you and you can do the same thing. But the interesting thing about it is if you scan, let's say, the Yoshi Amiibo, the hard plastic one, they have about 3 Yoshi Amiibos now. You get that Yoshi in that game. But if you scan the Yoshi Amiibo that's made out of wool and it's a wool Amiibo, you get the wool one. And then I believe the Yoshi that is only wool can only do yarn things. And the other one is more of like, it's the Yoshi of its time.
Oh.
So... I think that they're going to test the waters of what you can do. Now, with that, think sooner or later, if they bring in a third party into an old game, that's what can make it fresh again. Like, fuck, if they throw Donkey Kong into there, it'd be like, yo.
Can I say, as someone that's not at all invested in Amiibos and is extra not invested in getting things, you are unselling me on Amiibos.
Okay.
Like, I am further away from wanting Amiibos right now.
Well, see, okay, the thing that... that amazes me with Amiibos and why I think people have the addiction is, one, it's trophy collecting. You people, after fucking years, you can actually own a Nintendo figure. Two, it's the DLC. Yes, the DLC is very limited right now, but from what I've been seeing that Nintendo can do is they gave me this one toy that can not only put DLC in one game, but in multiple games. All they need to do is create the code in that game. So if once they start developing, let's say, character codes into newer Nintendo games, sooner or later we'll be able to play, like, Donkey Kong in a Sonic game, let's say.
Oh, That would be ridiculous.
Like, imagine.
As someone that doesn't like amiibos, that is what they need to do, not all of this garbage that they're doing now, which is like, for me, if I was to get an amiibo right now,
mm-hmm.
there would be shit. There would not be shit to do with it.
Agree. That's why they're still in my case.
Like, they're unopened. Like, that's bullshit.
Well, see, okay. The other thing I'm thinking, though, is they're also trying to be cautious. Think about it. Skylanders and what's the other one? Disney Infinity. They already done it. Like, they have where you could put the character in there. And then I believe Nintendo is afraid to actually say, oh, we're going to do the same thing. But once we start integrating characters into another game, we're just a copy of other people's franchise. And I think they don't want that word to mouth that we're copying someone else. They're trying to make it different, which is causing a, like you said, it's giving you a reason not wanting to buy it, Mike, because it's like, I can't do anything with the fucking amiibo.
Yeah, because to contrast it, like, I would hella be down with Skylanders. Skylanders is basically like a Diablo-style game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's fucking awesome.
See, so,
and they have like the SWAT Force ones, like, that's fucking cool.
It is cool. Like, and I just want Nintendo hop on that boat. I still think there's just a lot of open opportunity, because think about it, how many games does Nintendo fucking have with side characters in the games? There you go. How many trophies are in Super Smash Bros. Brawl? Like, plus 500, right?
I think it was like over 700 in the Wii U version.
So if there are 700 trophies, think of all those trophies and possibilities that they can be in other games. I want a fucking Pikmin in a Sonic game. I want to throw that bitch on the wall or throw it to Amy's face. That'd be fucking cool.
I would want like a better game experience designed around the amiibos, not like, well, hey, this guy can show up in this other game. It's just like, I don't care.
And now that you mention that, that is what also Nintendo's not trying to do, because then they don't want to just make a character that can go into any game, just like a Skylander or Disney Infinity.
Yeah, I mean, they got the new Star Fox game coming out, so they could easily put, like, different characters in with their different chips and different stats, and if they have, like, a good multiplayer, that'd be tight.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, like, I don't think that Nintendo is a company that can be safe right now. I think they need to start taking risks, or else they're going to be in trouble. And so, like, Rathman21 mentions in chat that he doesn't think they're going to show a lot at E3. I think a lot of Nintendo's future depends on what they show at E3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's what's that? Well, remember, Nintendo also they're pushing away from the E3, so they're doing more of Nintendo Directs to give people more options, like, let's say when the hype goes down, they're like, oh, okay, Nintendo's not coming out. But there's a Direct 2 weeks later, and you're just like, oh, shit, this is coming out?
If you think I'm going to give a fuck about a Direct after Fallout 4, you're gravely mistaken.
But they're going to have the Direct during E3. They're not going to be at E3 physically.
There's not a good sports analogy. It's like saying, like, we're not going to play at the Super Bowl because we're going to make a big appearance at the Pro Bowl or some shit like that. It's just like, nah, you got to bring your A game when everyone else is bringing their A game, kind of.
See, like, this year, I think that they aren't they going to be there this year, though?
I don't think so.
I don't know if they're going to be on
the Direct.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I usually just, like, I wait until, like, there's a hard schedule, because apparently I'm doing coverage of it this year.
I think
some form.
They did release a schedule.
An E3 schedule, not an Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, like I said, the big target is Fallout 4. Like, in my mind, you have to be bigger than Fallout 4 right now to matter in my mind.
That's not going to happen for Nintendo, because, I mean, I don't think they're going to have anything big this year. They're pushing Zelda U to, like, next year. Nintendo came out, or someone from Nintendo came out saying, like, Splatoon's going to save the Wii U, which it's not. It's not. It really isn't.
It's probably awesome.
Like, but Super Smash Bros. Was probably your biggest game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that really helped sales. So if you don't bring, like, a fucking, like, Super Mario first-person shooter or some shit? I don't fucking know.
I would play, what kind of Super Mario first-person shooter are we talking?
They had a Super Mario Grand Theft Auto game.
Can I get a red dot sight?
What?
Can I get like red camo on my Mario camo, I guess, on my
mushrooms on it? You're gonna have hella shrooms going around everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's if Nintendo's not scared right now, they ought to be.
They are.
Well, I feel like they will. Of course, probably won't be as hyped as Fallout 4, but they do always come out with at least one thing that stands out. Always one thing, and then everyone starts pushing towards that. Like, what? The hype for Super Smash Bros. Brawl was for, like, 2 years, I believe? Or 1 year?
Not for Wii U?
Yeah, for Wii U. It's, like, the newest hype. And then when you heard it was 3DS and it was Wii U, your anticipation the whole year was like, yo, I fucking need that.
Yeah.
So now the anticipation, like you said, Link is not coming out this year.
It's probably going to be Star Fox, to be honest.
It's probably going to be F-Zero.
Hmm?
F-Zero.
I don't think there's an audience for that.
I don't think there is either.
That'd be cool.
I kind of wonder if there's an audience for F-Zero.
They
or not F-Zero, Star Fox.
It's very small, I think, because the 3DS version of the remake from the N64 wasn't that, like, not as popular? It was like the same thing, right?
Yeah, it was just the same fucking thing. Just the fucking graphic update.
I mean, I don't think like it being different was important. I think getting it in the minds of children was important.
Wow, I don't think that happened.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, Star Fox is cool to us, but Star Fox is no Mario or Yoshi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how are kids going to feel about that IP? They've only had 2-3 games. And they don't really market it as much. So I feel like that shouldn't be the hype. They shouldn't hype that. There's something in their bag, but it's not.
Unless it's another Metroid game, which we haven't had in a while.
That's true.
Since Other M.
That's true.
Other M 2.
Oh my god. Nope. Shoot the case already. He's just like, yeah.
Team Ninja and Nintendo team up once again to give you Other M2.
Other M.
The other M. Yeah.
The three M's.
I mean, honestly, I guess I don't want to like just put this as a big like down on Nintendo thing. I'm honestly like, I'd be really surprised to see what Sony and Microsoft also have.
Agree. I do want to see what they want to come out. I'm just
hoping. Uncharted and Halo something the fuck else. And then what the fuck else?
Yo.
What you got?
If Sony brings me Crash Bandicoot back, I will be a dedicated fan. Because there's another rumor going around, but it showed it for the PSP Vita.
This turned into another E3 discussion.
It did.
I know, right?
So, Amiibos. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
What if they just announce like a color palette at E3 for Amiibos? How pissed would you be? Would everybody be?
It's funny that he does mention that, because the new game for Yoshi Woolly World, they're releasing specific Amiibos, yarn Amiibos for that, and they have like, I think it's three
I'm
colors.
I'm
going
to fucking kill someone over those things. I swear to God, if I don't get one.
See, and they're three color palettes of the same Yoshi.
Yeah, see, I mean, the cool things that I would want are things that wouldn't even get things, because, like, they're not modern anymore. Like, I would want, like, an Epic Yarn Kirby.
Oh,
like,
my
whatever
God.
The fuck, because Epic Yarn was great. I would want a Tetris block from the Game Boy Tetris. Like, any of them. Fuck it, I don't care. I'll get them all. And then I would want, like, I don't know, like, some old, like, I want Game & Watch.
Well, Game & Watch is coming out, definitely.
They haven't announced them yet, though.
Also, like, what the fuck does the thing of Game & Watch? Is it 2D?
I'm assuming that it will be 3D. I don't
know. Then I don't want it.
It's like, 3D. I just want the paper on the trophy. We'll just make you a cutout of Game & Watch, and I'll
go. No, it doesn't have to be, like, paper thin, but, like, if you turn it to one side, it's, like, one pixel.
Yeah, it's probably going to be, like, as thick as, like a quarter or something.
Something. Yo, I would be mad though, because if it's thick as a quarter, that shit can break easily. Think about
it. That's why you don't take it out of the box.
But then you can't play with it.
I'll take a video of me taking it out of the box. Like, I just want the numbers to be like one, like in America, like at whatever GameStop, like one, like 0 to 2, and I get like one of them, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm not gonna open it. Psych, and then take a slow-mo video of like, me peeling like the plastic off of it, opening the box, like dumping it on the ground.
I'm about to send him an amiibo. I'm sending you an amiibo.
Send me a rare one. I'll open up on stream.
I was actually thinking of that. I'm like, let's just send him a rare one and see how people react to this. It's gonna break my heart, so I can't watch it.
I don't give a fuck.
You have to get
a
Gold Mario. Gold Mario or Little Mac.
That's painful.
Why is it painful? They're just things, whatever.
No, but they're collectibles.
What is less collectible about it after I've opened it and dumped it on the ground?
It's open and you dumped it on the ground.
Oh, okay, my bad. Is it mint condition still in box?
Think about it, like, okay, if that Star Wars poster you have on the wall, if someone took that down and fucking, like, just teared a side of it, would you still want it in the same condition? Would you appreciate it as much as you...
I mean, it's not an original, so I just buy another print of it. Also, like, why the fuck are you doing that? Like, who's it? Like, I took it out of the thing. Like, if you just took it out of the poster frame, then I'd be like, oh, that sucks. I'll put it back in the poster frame and then hang it back up, because I'm not going to not put it on my wall, because it's the original Star Wars poster.
See, and now the painful thing, though, is you could do that, but with an amiibo, you can't put it back in the box unless you, like, Photoshop that bitch on a, like, cardboard and then print it out and then, I don't know, some people do, like, adhesion glue or some shit to make it look like it's in its own case. Yeah. And that's a mad mission. That's like paying for another amiibo.
I feel like I try not to get attached to things too badly, and I've been having, like, this thought a bunch with, like, guitars. Like, so, like, the only thing of value in my entire life is this guitar right here. Like, this one. This red one in the front. That means more to me than, like, everything else in this room. That, like, I got that guitar when I was 16. It's a Gibson SG Standard from 2007, and it means more to me than it. Like, if there was a fire, like, I would literally try to save that guitar and nothing else.
My precious guitar.
And I hate it. I hate it so much.
But see, that's how people are with amiibos right now. Like, don't get me wrong. I hate it because I was never a collectible. I'm just one of those people that open it and use it. Bam, bada bing. But then this amiibo shit, it fucking got me. It got to my soul somehow.
Yeah, I would not be able to breathe. Like, I'm just like, I gotta... I can't collect it because I'd want to open it, and opening it has no value, and in fact, it, like, decreases the value, so it'd be fucked up. And it's just fucked up, all right? Like, I collect things in video games. I don't need real-life things to collect.
It's like I'm dying.
Yeah, I mean, like, I got 5 amiibos, took them out of the box, and then as soon as I got my pet amiibo, I was like, I don't want to open this. And then that's when it started, and now I've got that shelf up there full of amiibos. It's unopened.
It's just like, look at it.
I have a problem.
Well, real quick, let me jump into the next topic.
Yeah.
So, what I was going to talk to you guys about, which sadly sucks that you guys have not played Conquer yet. This has to be one of your assignments, you guys. I say, give me a game, I will play it, but you guys have to also play
Conquer. Witcher 3.
The Witcher 3? All right, if I play Witcher 3, I will go buy that game tomorrow because I get my check. I play it. But you have to play Conquer. I don't care if it's
What's it on?
It's 64. N64. But you can emulate it on the ROM.
It's a rare game from what I heard.
Yeah, it's very rare.
I'll look into it.
Alright.
You could also get the remastered version for the Xbox.
Oh fuck.
I'll get the remastered version for the Xbox. Is that good?
It's good. It's beautifully updated, but it's more the problem that people had with it is that it was censored. It was twice as much censored when technically it was supposed to be Live and Uncut was the original title for Microsoft, but then they renamed it Live and Unloaded.
So, nice. So, the connotation's there, though.
Yeah, and I was just like...
So how is it censored? Do they literally, like, change words, or do they just bleep it more often?
They bleep it more often.
That, like, sounds fucking awesome. I want that.
See, that's the painful part, because, like, there's this one part that you're fighting a pound of shit. Like, you're literally fighting shit, and he's singing to you. And when the pound of shit is singing to you, like, he's like, I'm the great mighty Pooh, I'm gonna throw my shit at you. Like, Microsoft blocks that out. Like, you just hear a lot of bleep, bleep, bleeps.
That sounds awesome. What? Who would hate that?
It breaks my heart.
Why? That sounds awesome.
But
I guess I don't know what kind of game it is, so maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot.
So, I was gonna give a brief description of Conker's Bad Fur Day, which is, technically, you're a squirrel that has a girlfriend named Barry, and you're at the bar drinking with a couple of friends because they're about to go off into war. No, you get so fucked up that you get lost, and you end up in a random location. So your whole purpose is to get home. When you're trying to head home, you find out that your girlfriend has been kidnapped by... it's random, because she basically gets kidnapped by this guy that's named the Pink Panther, or the Black Panther. And...
Is it the Pink Panther or the Black Panther?
My bad, the Black Panther. Okay. And the
Pink Panther is, like, cool. He wouldn't kidnap anybody. Or would he? Fuck. No, continue.
He fucking would. Before the diamond, though, that's what he would kidnap before. But... the Panther, technically, he has a rage against Conker now, because he... Okay, this is so stupid. He has a table where he sets his glass of milk. And his table is missing one leg stand. So throughout the game, they're trying to figure out how he could fucking replace that leg stand. And they think of a red squirrel, because he's just the same size for that table. And the way to get to Conker is by getting his girlfriend. And basically, you go on this whole mission... to save your girlfriend, and the whole game is revolved around movie spoofs. So 1 second you're in the Matrix, and what's another one? Another second.
I think I played one part that was like a spoof of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, you do that, and then there's they make fun of Jaws, and they also make fun of The Wizard of Oz, even Jurassic Park. So it's one of those games that makes fun of movies, and they also break the fourth wall a lot. So they break the person. And the thing about Conker is this game was technically supposed to be kid-like, just like Banjo-Kazooie, Donkey Kong 64, but everyone was complaining to Rare, like, oh, yo, you're just throwing out another kid game. Nobody wants this shit. But then they're like, yo, let's throw some tits, some alcohol, fucking, like, everything in that game. And then... parents were deceived for years because they thought it was, oh, cute squirrel in a box. Let me give this to their kids. So once people started playing this game, people were waiting for the next installment, number two. But what ended up happening was Microsoft ended up buying Rare. So the game was developed and it had its already whole plot. And then they came out with the Live and Reloaded, which Birdman is telling you to play.
No, don't play it now.
All right, well...
Don't play it. Okay.
Stay away from it. Stay away.
Unless you want like 30-minute load screens, go for it.
Oh yeah, that's they're beautiful though. They're very beautiful. The game's beautiful.
I'm gonna look at the load screens, and if you're lying, I'm gonna be upset.
He's gonna be like, ugh. And so what happened was, do you guys heard of the game Project Sparks?
Yep.
Okay. So Project Sparks is a game that's just like, what can we consider like? Another Minecraft where you could build your own world, build your own game, and build your own environments. So last year at the E3, Microsoft advertises Conker through there. So everyone's thinking back, yo, they're going to bring back all the tit jokes. They're going to bring back all the fart jokes, you know, everything that everybody was dying for. But then they end up releasing the game, but they made Conker a DLC for it. And when they released this Conker for a DLC, people were just like, oh, I'm not getting the full extension pack. And they're trying to recreate the whole Nintendo aspect of it. And when they're trying to recreate the whole Nintendo aspect, people are just like, yo, it's not the same thing. They're just using the same music. And instead of creating another game, they created, like, you know, a DLC. Everyone knows DLCs aren't the full game, and you want the full experience. So for years, people want this other version of the game. They're like, they want to continue to Conker's Bad Fur Day. But now that they bring out a DLC, they're like, okay, here, buy this DLC. You can also get Project Sparks, which has the asset tools for Conker. So you can use Conker and put them in multiple games of your choice. So bringing this up about the Conker reunion, basically they're advertising Conker for another IP to push another game, and they're not giving you the full game but giving you multiple games. And since you guys don't know what Conker is, what I want to ask you guys is what do you guys think about putting a big franchise, a big IP that people are waiting for years into a downloadable content? Like, how do you feel about that? Because if you're waiting for a game for years, let's say, like, for you, Birdman, Mario, they put Mario just as a DLC in something else instead of the full game. How would you feel for that? Like, do you guys feel like big IPs should be pushed for DLC to advertise another game, or should it just still continue its own game based on what the franchise decides?
Well, Conquer is... I don't think you should compare like Conquer with Mario, because Mario is like everything.
Mm-hmm. He said because Mario is cool and Conquer is not. I heard him say it.
How dare you, Tyler?
But Conquer is in the same situation that Billy Hatcher is in right now.
There you go.
People... I'm speaking for myself and Billy Hatcher, but people have been waiting for years for a sequel to Conquer, and now he's just in this game that's not an actual sequel. He's just kind of there, and who knows if he's going to be like belligerently expletive and violent. He might be just like in a rated T game and he can't do much stuff. That's a big fucking letdown.
Exactly.
So people are heartbroken. They're like, we want a fucking Conquer sequel, and I didn't get it. I got this.
Yeah, because I feel like if you're, as a big company, think about it, like Banjo-Kazooie got Mike's favorite game going for Microsoft, and he basically had his own game. And now that they're putting Conquer as a DLC, I'm just like, why would you make a big franchise? Well, not as big as, you know, like Mario, but he's a well-known franchise that a lot of people push for into a downloadable content. Like, I feel like that's just limiting and breaking audiences that could have a big impact on one company. Let's say this can have a good impact on Microsoft. But I could see where Microsoft is having trouble, because in my opinion, it's that they're family-oriented to an aspect, because now that Rare made, those soccer games and shit for, like, parents, lonely mothers at the houses or some shit, or fathers.
I think Microsoft just wanted to take Rare away from Nintendo. So they had Banjo and DK. Microsoft was like, oh, we're just going to buy you. Fuck you.
She's like, we're just going to take it.
Yeah. This is bullshit. So they're not really doing anything with Rare.
See, like, there were two speculations about that. There's one, they were saying that Rare, Microsoft ended up outbuying Nintendo, so basically they paid more for Rare, and Rare was forced to go with them. But there's other speculations that Rare was given opportunity if they went to Microsoft. So that's where it all broke the IPs, and it's just like, ugh. But like, what do you feel, Mike, real quick about that?
So one thing is, I would say that you should judge the game for what it is, mm-hmm. not what you expect it to be, because that's what I think happened with Banjo-Kazooie. And admittedly, I have no nostalgia for Banjo-Kazooie, so there was no inherent thing. There was nothing for me to come into the game with, so I just played the game and it was awesome. So, like, you have no idea what this is. And by the way, on Wikipedia, it's Conker's Big Reunion.
There you go.
So that's great. You have no idea what it's going to be. And it sounds cool. Like, it's apparently an episodic campaign.
Well, see, the thing is, it's very short, because it's still trying to mimic the first Nintendo game. It tries to do everything, because they do make fun of movie spoofs and everything. But it's just no purpose in it. There's no purpose in the game. And they're trying to advertise Conker, and when they try to advertise him, he has a purpose already. And he already had a destination where he was going. Now they're just like, oh, here you go. Well, here's Conker.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess, like, Project Spark seemed like a cool idea. Like, it's not something that I would be into personally, but it seems cool. And I mean, I feel like you're also maybe saying that Conker is, like, a DLC for it gives it, like, a really negative connotation when, like, we have no idea what it is in the game, I guess. So, playing devil's advocate, I would say that maybe we should see more of it before we say anything about it. Like, we could easily just be like, yeah, it sucks. It's probably going to be stupid and short and not important. But, like, then we'd end up in a nuts and bolts situation where maybe it's good and maybe one of us will really like it.
See, yeah, I agree. I played it, and I played it twice, actually, just to see how to go. And it had the same aspects of it, but then, see, one thing that blew me is they limited what they could have had potential with. They give you this whole pack, this whole environment, and it's like they're pushing for the character to be involved in multiple games, because that's what Project Spark technically is. You can create a whole world. You have your choice of what you want to do in that world. instead of pushing the character itself. So they're using limitations of the game itself to push that game. So I felt like you can't, if you have a certain IP, you can't just limit that IP. Because then you're just basing it off one game already instead of having its own game. Because, you know, every game is like its own engine. It has its own mechanics. It has its own system. But now that there's two different types of games where Conquer is one game and then Sparks is one game and they're integrating it as one game, which is it's unique. But then it limits, you know, it limits what the player was supposed to play from that. But then, like I'm saying, that's my opinion on that aspect.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess, like, the one thing is just, like, how do we know that they didn't make Conquer and then design Project Spark with all of the things they learned from it instead?
Well, from what I was seeing, it's very stylized in Project Spark. Everything is made from the scheme of Project Spark. It looks like Project Spark. The models, everything. So they,
I would imagine so, because Project Spark is probably the engine.
Yeah. So technically, wouldn't they have to have modeled it around the universe, because they're already given that? It's just you had to make the character design and the environment assets around that criteria,
I guess. So, and then I guess the other thing is, if Conquer is really like a big IP and demands a sequel, wouldn't it get one?
Well, see, that's the thing. It is a big demand, but Microsoft is the limitation. Because Microsoft limited, let's say, just like Banjo right now, they were limiting Banjo with nuts and bolts. But they came out with that. They were given that opportunity. But how many years did it take for them just to release a Banjo game?
Yeah, I guess what I would say is, like, I'm a big fan of Yakuza. But am I surprised that Yakuza takes a long time or probably never comes to America? No. Because I know that I would buy it. And I know people that would buy it. But outside of that, will people buy it? Probably not.
So let's say that Yakuza, right? Let's say they take characters and part of the game mechanics from Yakuza and implement it in another game. How would you feel about that situation?
I mean, that's probably not the best example, because Yakuza in and of itself already kind of plays like Dynasty Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd probably be cool. Like, that'd probably be awesome. I mean, they did something like that with the Dead... something, Yakuza Dead something, and it was dumb, but whatever. I just didn't buy it.
You just didn't buy
it. Yeah, it was fine. It was stupid, and it was funny, I guess. But I kind of have to take it for what it is, and it's like capitalizing on an idea that maybe I don't like. So I can say I don't like it as much as I want, but it is what it is, I guess.
Well, do you feel like it would limit it? Let's say if it had a certain one of your game characters or from someone from one of your games and they put it into another game, creating limitations. It's not even like its own game. Do you feel like that can expand that franchise or limit what it can have? Because
I feel like I need a really specific example to really like for it to resonate, because right now I'm just like, I don't know. Okay. It'd probably be fine.
Okay, so let's say what's one of your IP characters that you're like you're like into? What's one of your strongest IP characters?
I don't know.
You basically
I'm trying to think of one that would work with this example. I mean, I play lots of, I don't know. I can't think of one specifically. I don't know. Name some characters that seem cool, maybe, and maybe one of them will be good.
Dante.
Sure, Dante. Go with Dante.
Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Go with Dante.
So, like, you already know how he's implemented, but then let's say, there you go, they fucking took Dante and tried to revolve him into a Mario world. Like,
sick as shit.
Well, that sounds like it's sick as shit! Well, I guess the analogy is probably this. So, like, if you take Dante, and instead of putting him, you put Project Killer or something like that, that's like an open thing development tool to design hack and slash games, and instead of making Devil May Cry 6, they instead make Devil May Cry 6 in this engine. At which point I would think, man, so I guess the thing that you're probably kind of wanting to think is, like, does this in any way stop them from making a sequel? And I would imagine that no, it would not.
Yeah. Well,
a sequel probably never existed.
My thing is, I feel like it's just limiting.
That was a long thought train. I'm sorry.
You basically created the whole game.
Yeah, so just continue. I'm sorry.
Let's release that game out. You gotta put in a request for the company. Send it to Microsoft and Sony.
It'd be awful. Don't do it. I give out like cool ideas sometimes. That was not one of them. That'd probably be really bad. I feel like a lot of this comes from like the idea that an actual sequel is not going to exist because something like this does exist. And I feel like that's not the case. Playing devil's advocate.
Well, I could see what you're saying with that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know why Microsoft doesn't want to push the Conquer franchise when they could, literally, they just need to make another fucking number two. But instead, just throw him in a whole new franchise. Because it's like saying, oh, he was part of this one own IP, but you know what? Let's integrate him into this other franchise. So now since he's implemented into Project Sparks, wouldn't the company want to just focus on pushing what he can do in that game instead of his own game?
Well, so what does a new Conquer even mean?
So basically Conquer is like, it's a story-oriented game. It has its story. And it already, what a problem was that the game was basically developed. We don't know if the models were developed. We don't know if the environments were developed. But the concept art, the story, the script, everything was written. All Microsoft needed to do was give them the green light. Microsoft never gave them the green light.
Is it because it was bad?
No one knows. Because okay. This was...
I feel like that's important information.
That's what I want to know. I'm trying to find out. But from people, you can see excerpts from it online, they said. If you could find one of them, you're able to read. And it's technically, they're like... He comes back. See, I don't want to tell you guys the game. You have to play the game, but...
It's apparently on Xbox, not Xbox 360. How do you expect me to play that?
You can play it on Xbox 360.
I'll look this up. Continue.
Just download... you just have to go buy the disc. And you can just pop it in.
I'm not about buying discs, so...
I know some Xbox games that work on 360. I've been playing fucking Battlefront 2 on my 360. You know how bad that is?
Well, okay, well, Xbox has a certain amount of lists. It has a list of games that you can play on that console. Conquer is one of them. So if you look on the list and it's not there...
I'm not going to buy an Xbox game. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
But yeah, just play the emulator. Literally download, like, what's it called?
I don't own the game.
I own the game. I will ship you the game myself so that it is in your possession until you're done playing the game. Delete the emulation and ship it back to me.
You're telling me how to do something that's illegal, and I don't condone that on my stream.
It's not, it's not illegal. It's called manipulation, but it's technically me giving you a game. So if I gave you the game, it is in your possession.
I'll just buy it. Except I don't own it. Continue. This is not something we're going to talk about on my stream.
No illegal activity, you guys. As long as you own the game.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, I feel like one part where emulation falls off is like if you do own the game, because then emulating is okay. But the fault that emulation comes into at that point is how did you get the what the emulation runs off of?
Very carefully.
Well, if you have the emulated game, but you
the emulator,
the emulator, and you have the game, shouldn't it be okay? Because you technically own it.
I don't have, so we're going to get very specific about it. I don't have a way to dump anything from a console onto my computer. So there is no, I don't know what an emulator for a Super Nintendo, an N64 game needs. But like if I needed to run a PlayStation game, I don't have any way to dump my BIOS.
Well, it comes with, like, if you ever download the ROM.
I've used an emulator before. You don't need to explain this to
me. Oh, okay, well. I'm just like, But yeah, see, that's where I was going with the whole that whole IP thing. It's just the limitation. It feels like it's limiting. It's like they already have a game set, they have a mindset, and a lot of players and people are disappointed. Note, I appreciate what they were going for and I see what direction they're trying to push towards. But it's just like you guys could just release what you already have. And I just don't feel. I feel like if you're gonna make a certain IP and it already has its set environment and you're gonna implement it into another game, at least already have its fundamentals developed. Because if it already has one story and you're pushing it into another story and it contradicts with what story is trying to do, it's just basically throwing Conquer all over the place.
So, like, I guess, so like at the root of my question before, as someone that doesn't know anything about Conquer, so I'm gonna go ahead and say, like, if this question is stupid, I apologize.
No, you're fine.
Is a new Conquer still relevant? And what would a new Conquer even do that would appeal to you as a fan of the old Conquer? Because what it sounds like is, it sounds like it capitalized a lot off of like pulling ideas from movies.
Yeah.
And would that still be cool, or would that be lame today?
I believe,
like, what kinds of things would they even do?
Well, think about it. Think about how many movies are very popular right now. They have the opportunity with even big hit, big box movies that they can do. Because they did play off a lot of popular movies back then. Like, Jaws was
I expect them to only play off of popular movies, and I'm trying to think of which ones would be funny.
The Avengers would be a funny one.
Are there enough characters in Conquerors to
have
a team of Avengers?
Yeah. They have a lot of characters in Conquer, and sometimes they even just make random ones in there that would fit within the environment. Because that game is technically, like, it's just to make fun of big things. And then Conquer is, like, the only one that has fucking common sense. He's just like, yeah, well, I guess if I gotta go to the Matrix, let me just go fucking shoot a couple of people, and then we'll go get the item. Like,
okay.
That's what it is.
Would something like this now still be cool, or would it be kind of cheesy and lame?
I feel like it'd be cool, because the game focuses on cheesiness. Now that you mentioned that, it focuses to push that, and if they make fun of, let's say, popular movies that are out right now, it would just push the game itself, because people would be like, oh, I know it's from that movie, or what's that they even have, like, a vampire level in the game, and let's say now they have so many options to base the environment off. Like, think about how many popular movies there are now. They have the option to base it off, let's say, a horror or a spoof or even sci-fi. And that's what they did. Conquer was basing it off all over the place. So even now, till today, I feel like them basing it off movies would broaden its attention span. Plus, already the audience that it has from the previous game, it would bring more into it. Because people are going to be like, yo, I'm playing as, like, Indiana Jones or some shit, but
totally relevant in the modern day Indiana Jones.
Oh, cool. Okay. What's that? There's that horror movie that was so popular.
Yeah, that one movie. You know,
it's Saw, right?
Saw. Nah. It's with the little puppet, the doll girl.
Saw, right?
She's a girl.
There's a girl in Saw.
Something like Paranormal Activity.
Nah.
There's no dolls in there.
Yes.
Nah, well, see,
it's not about a little boy.
It's about a little girl.
It's
scary. It's whatever. Fuck it. But the point is, they have many options now, and
yeah. I know that there are options. I'm just kind of curious to see. I'm curious to know if something like that would be cool. I guess.
In my opinion, it would be.
Yeah, because for me, I'm just like, that sounds super cheesy.
And that's the purpose of the game.
Probably not funny, which I think is the point of the game. I guess I haven't played the first one, though.
I'd say play it. For those people that haven't played Conquer yet, check it out. Tell me what, like, I want to hear what you guys think. I definitely want to see what you think, Mike, out of anyone, since you demolish games. And Conquer, Tyler, you need to hop on that.
I mean, maybe if when the game comes into my local game store and it's not fucking, like, $80, sure.
Do you have an N64?
No, yes.
I will let you borrow Conquer.
Yeah, sure. Let me just drive up to fucking Virginia.
Just give me your email address. I will ship it to you.
My email?
Oh, well, with your
email. Give me your email.
Ship
something to you.
I will make sure the cartridge goes through the digital device and comes out through your phone. It's going to hit you right in the ear when it comes out, so be ready, okay?
Great.
That's the same thing we're doing for you, Mike, with the Amiibos.
I will fucking open, like, the second I get it, I will open it. Do not test me. I care not for your stupid collectibles.
If I give you a rare amiibo, you would have to open it on the live gaming podcast here, too.
I don't think he has a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Okay, since Tech isn't here, that's what we're going to do in one of the episodes. I want us to send you an amiibo.
If it wasn't a big deal to get one, I would just get one and then open one.
Yeah, that's true. You can't just give it like fucking Luigi.
I'd just give it away. I'd be like, I don't care. Here, does someone want this?
It's my gifts.
I'll pay to ship it to you. That's how little I care about it.
Here, we can even send it to one of our viewers. I will fucking look for a rare amiibo, send it to you, you open it, you sign it, and you send it to whoever the fuck, whoever is watching it on the stream. Their choice, the first person that jumps for it.
Sure, I mean, I'll do it. I don't care. It's just a thing, like, whatever.
It's just like, it's just an object. But real quick, were there any questions from the last podcast or new ones for this one?
I can check on YouTube real fast. If you have a question, you can totally leave it on YouTube or on Twitter or in chat, and I'll probably see it. But if you leave one on YouTube, I'll answer it in the next show. But there was not one.
Yeah. And you guys can go ahead and ask away anything that relates to the gaming franchise. Or you can ask Tyler in his hoodie.
Yeah.
With his ears going on.
Yeah, see, I can't stand behind Conker because there's not a way for me to just play it right now, all right? I'm willing to spend like $10 to $15 to play it, and I can't play it on my modern video game consoles, all right?
Don't worry.
Who's fucking up here, all right? Is it me? I don't think so.
It's fucking Microsoft. That's their fucking fault. Is it a DLC on Microsoft for Xbox?
It's not. No, it's only on X. It's so I guess they released it on disc on 360 and Xbox original. But there's not. I'm not gonna do that. I'll tell you right now. I'm not gonna buy it on the Xbox.
Yeah. I wouldn't even recommend it. I would say play the N64 version if anything. That's the best.
If you can find it.
I can't stream my N64, though.
Yeah, you can.
I cannot.
I don't have
a capture card for it.
Aww.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about the HDMI, dog. It doesn't even have a component. What kind of bullshit-ass console? No, it probably does have a component.
I know they have a converter. The sad thing is you have to buy a converter for it to change.
A component?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, maybe that has S video, but yeah, that's not surprising. That's whatever.
Damn, man.
It's a fact. As someone that has had to like think about this before, it's just like a fact of life. Like try here's the hard one. Try and get an original Nintendo to hook up to your computer and broadcast video from your Nintendo.
Oh my god.
Try and do that. Just think about doing that in your mind.
You would have to hunt someone down for that, man. It's impossible.
It's not impossible, but it is very difficult.
It sounds like it. Now that you mention that, it's kind of funny how some people nowadays don't... Like, people from back then that were playing the Nintendo, you know, the big, big box old school Nintendo you're talking about, to now, don't know that the cords share the same functions. Because I had a guy come up to me in GameStop. He's like, yo, do you know that big box? Yeah. Where do you get the cables for a GameCube? And I'm just like, just eBay. You know, you just go on eBay. Or you could just use the one that you have from the previous system and just pop it in. Because Nintendo really doesn't change the AV jacks. And he was just like,
I think this generation, like, they did for the Wii. And then they have a different one for the Wii U.
Yeah. That's when they started to change.
You can use the same AV cables for the Wii and Wii U. Maybe. I think a different power box, though.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure about
the Wii U block's bigger.
I guess what I was thinking is the Wii uses HDMI and the Wii does not.
Yeah, the Wii doesn't have HD.
Nah, sadly.
Yeah, the PlayStation cables, PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 could all use the same composite video cables.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
I loved that. It made life easy. Because basically all you just needed to do was update your system and you'd be like, okay, we're good to go. But Nintendo likes to fuck you over for some reason. See, that's the problem they have. They find a way to fuck you up. with their systems. Just like I knew a lot of people were throwing a bitch fit with the whole 3DS XL not being able to get a charger with it. But what if one person doesn't have that charger?
They would. I don't have a charger. That's bullshit.
See? And then they're just like, oh, okay, you know, I assume that they're going to have a charger with their previous system if they had a DS, so let's just not include it. Which is sad.
That's bullshit. What a shitty move. If I bought a 3DS, I would be upset. Well, I probably just wouldn't get that one because it didn't come with a charger.
Yeah, I'd just be like, well, fuck that one. Only reason why I got it because I needed the Majora's Mask one way or another. But any questions?
No.
No questions?
No.
Are you, so here, real fast. Don't play The Witcher 3. Have you played Gone Home?
Gone Home. That was out for the PC, right?
Yes.
No.
It's on like PlayStation and stuff like that too.
Yes. Okay. See the picture. Yes, I have played it. Why, what's up?
Oh, okay. I was just going to say play that. That's probably one of... I think that's probably... So I have a list. I think that's in the top 10 of like most important games for me, and that's on there.
Yeah, Gone Home was... It's a pretty fun game. It was really interesting. I didn't get to beat it, but there's...
I would not describe that game as fun, and if you didn't beat it, you upset me.
Well, okay, it's not considered a fun game, but it's like a quest. That's when I started playing it. I thought it was like you're on a quest to search for all these clues, but it was nice. It was a nice mix to like kind of horror-ish. I know it's not like a scary, boopy, in-your-face horror, but it was just like one of those like, oh, where's that person, or what did that person do? Or, that's the type of vibe it gave me.
You need to beat the game. That's what I'm saying.
No excuse. Yeah, I'm definitely going to beat Gone Home.
Yeah, I would say beat that. Probably. It's a game that maybe I don't ever want to play again because it affected me in such a strong way.
Oh, my God.
That game's fucking awesome.
All right. It's going to be... I will have to play it so that
why
I
do you, Why reaction. Do you just, like... How do you do that? How do you just start a game like Gone Home and then not finish it?
Dude, okay, the last time I played this was in college. I remember we were playing it in the computer lab, and then after that, I think I lost... There you go, that's what happened. I lost my save file, and I did not want to start from it again. But now, I haven't played it in a good minute, so now I believe I will play it. Yeah, I'm going to play it now. That was the only problem I had. I lost my save file, and I got far... Like, really fucking far. And I was just like, damn, I had to go on looking for all these clues again. Because it's like, you find one clue, you get to the next clue, you get to the next clue, get to the next clue. And it just, I was like, oh, okay, I have the buildup. But now, going back to do that all over again.
You'll probably see things you didn't see the first time.
Is it one of those type of games?
Yes.
It changes every time you play?
It doesn't change. You'll just notice more things. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I need a pop on that. That's my problem. When my save file gets deleted, I don't want to touch the game for a while.
You can beat the game in a sitting.
Yeah. I definitely know you can beat it in one whole sitting, but I have no excuse. Technically, I don't have an excuse.
No excuse. Did you play Flower?
No, I have not played Flower.
What are you doing? Did you play Journey?
I have not played Journey. Okay, see, okay, this is my other problem. All these games I want to play, but I'm also, like, for my channel, I'm trying to do my Let's Plays for those. And I don't want to play the game without doing my Let's Play. That's like how it is with my Pixel Horrors, because I have a lot of pixel... Like, have you played Mad Father?
Don't know what that is.
It's a pixel horror game, and it's just really cool. You have to go around, open doors, integrate with things. You have to stay away from zombies and monsters. You got to make sure your dad doesn't cut your head off with a chainsaw. It's pretty fucking cool. And you're a little girl. Just envision what I just tell you. You are a little girl trying to make sure your dad does not cut your head off.
That sounds fine. I mean, in Binding of Isaac, you play a little baby and try to escape your mother who wants to sacrifice you because God told her to.
Exactly. And, like, I have those type of games... Like, I have a list of games that I want to do for a Let's Play. The fact that I haven't been able to do my Let's Play, it's what's limiting me from wanting to play my other games. So that's what I'm trying to hop on. That's the only reason why. But from there, I don't got an excuse.
It sounds like you need to get your shit together.
Yeah. Also, the Ryu7Z is requesting that, hey, maybe you guys should look at chat while we do the show, maybe.
Look at chat?
In the future. Not now. In the future.
Okay, that's cool with me.
Because thank you. Ryu7Z is trying to tell me that the show's not live. When it is, I could do something weird and live.
Oh, yeah. Yo, if you guys have any challenges, that would be hilarious. I am down to do a challenge. Would you do a challenge, Mike? Okay, it can't be.
What kind of challenge?
Okay, well,
we gotta set limitations. What kind of challenge?
All right.
I am not drinking. I'm not binge drinking on stream.
Well, okay, right now we.
I'm not eating anything on stream.
You wouldn't eat. Okay, if someone told you to get whipped cream, put it on your nose, and let's say have 4 cherries in each side of your cheeks. And tell an experience from a gameplay review.
No. It's just because I'm in a place where I can't eat.
Oh, damn. All right, then. Okay. What is your limitation? There you go.
I would expect that as a video game show, they would give me video game challenges. How about that?
Yeah. See, the only problem, though, is like if we're trying to do a video game challenge and we're live right now, how can they see what we're doing?
I open the game and then I do it. Just talk amongst yourselves. I'll show you how I would do it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Mike is gonna show us.
I'm gonna show you.
Okay, Tyler, what type of challenges would you like to do?
Like what?
Let's go with. They can't be anything too absurd, but let's say give a review.
Wow. That's not a challenge.
Well, it has to be something. You're giving a review. While you're drinking. If you hold lime juice in your cheeks. And you're giving a review about a game.
These are not the kind of challenges that I was expecting.
I don't know. That's what I thought. Like, okay. From the audience, what type of challenges would you guys like?
See, like, I was just like, so I'm on this other show that I do. I do, like, really hard achievements while we do this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in Unfinished Swan, I did one of the challenge, like, the trophy, where you had to get through the entire first level without using only 3 splashes of paint. And so I just did that while we were doing the show. That's what I thought you were getting at. Which I thought was, like, some kind of weird synergy, like, you watch the other show that I do, and I was just like, huh, that's weird that you would bring that up, because that's literally what I do on my other show.
Like, I can do, like, Drunk Mario Kart. That sounds fun.
Oh, that... I am down to do that. I remember the last time playing Mario Kart drunk, I was horrible. Very horrible driver.
Oh, but so, like, if I wanted to, like, show what I was doing, I don't know how you guys do this, so I guess we'd have to figure something special out.
See, that's...
But if I was doing something, then I could just be like, hey, what's up, guys? And then, bam, here's my desktop. And then I could just, like, open something up. Like, I could open Photoshop up right now. And be like, hey, you want to see a Photoshop challenge?
Oh,
but no, we're not gonna do that.
So yeah, you guys, I would also say to the audience, recommend to us what type of challenges you guys want, both to our listeners on the podcast and our viewers. Let us know what challenges would you guys like to see.
I just realized that we do an audio podcast, and that probably did not play at all. So if you're listening to the audio podcast.
Hop onto the channel.
Whoops! Whoops!
This is where we need the Mario dun dun song to play.
Whoops!
Whoops! But yeah, thanks. Okay, thanks. We will hop on challenges soon. So no questions though. That's all for today.
No. All
right, you guys.
Thanks. Where do they find us on the internet?
Hey, you jumped the boat too fast.
I thought you were, like, gonna forget about it, so I was just oh, God.
I was getting there. I was getting my preparation speech. Okay. I gotta do my little me start. But, nah.
You've never done that before, though.
I've never done that.
I will inhale and exhale from now on to do it. Nah, but thanks for watching, but it's time to wrap it up. You know, you guys can always check us out here on Mike's channel for the live stream, and those two are...
I can do that part.
All right, Mike, give us the introduction for your channel.
I was like, wait, well, I thought you were going to do your stuff. Okay, so if you want to watch the show live and for some reason not, you can watch it on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/AsianMike123. And then the archives of all of it are all in my YouTube channel, which doesn't have a fancy URL. It's AsianMike.com, though. AZNMike.com. And if you just want to keep up on updates and stuff like that, I post on Twitter at MikeHartU.
And Birdman, where can they find you at?
At my Twitter, at CrewBirdie. Here's a challenge you can give me. Get me to use my fucking Twitter account.
There you go. There's a way to get him started. We need to make him more active on Twitter. So
should just do a tweet a day.
Tweet a day.
Like what? Just like one tweet, oh, I'm drinking Mountain Dew. Second tweet, oh, my butt hurts.
Or figure out something interesting to post on Twitter.
I'll say a gaming tweet. Something about something, a challenge you're doing in Destiny, since you do.
Let's see what my last tweets are to see how garbage my Twitter is real fast. Just talk amongst yourself while I figure this out.
Okay, see, like, with my last tweet is fucking, I did a retweet. Yeah, sadly. I did a retweet. I did not.
That's not sad.
No, I'm lying to you. I am lying. I fucking tweeted that Nintendo has a Snapchat. Which is
what do they snap? They post like dick pics on there?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. What the hell they're gonna do?
Mario dicks?
If Mario
is there a bad dragon equivalent of like Super Mario Brothers stuff?
I wouldn't be surprised if Shigeru Miyamoto drew like dicks on all over the Mario posters in the office. I'm assuming that it's gonna be in the office of Nintendo.
I feel horrible for saying what I just said. Just continue, please. I don't know. My last tweet was about music, and then before that it was about how my light went off and that I'd probably die by goats. So
cool.
See, so you have to post something. Make it a challenge for you. Post at least one tweet a day, like Mike said. But you can find me at PMG Bananas on my Twitter feed. I tweet about the latest gaming trends or the latest news, or at times I even retweet or make jokes here and there.
Whoa, you retweet?
Yeah, I retweet.
What the fuck?
You guys don't retweet?
Holy shit. Yes, I do. I use Twitter.
How dare you? Twitter. No, you guys fail. Both of you fail at tweet.
Look at my Twitter and tell me I fail at tweeting.
Looking, fail! You get an F. For fucking awesome.
My Twitter's hot shit, dog.
Oh.
What's your Twitter banner? Twitter banners. What's your Twitter banner?
My Twitter banner is PMG Bananas.
You have a U banner?
Nah, it's Peach Monkey Gaming banner. It's for my YouTube. It's my YouTube channel banner.
Oh.
Yeah. So people can remember my face.
What's yours, Tyler?
What?
Your Twitter banner.
What's your Twitter banner?
I don't know what that is.
All right, great. Mine is from The Wolf Among Us. So mine's fucking awesome.
Oh, he's in competition with me. What's up? What's
Mine's
up?
From The Wolf Among Us. All right. Did you play The Wolf Among Us?
The first chapter.
There are 5 chapters, sir.
I know. I'm behind 4. It's called life, man. Life is draining.
The Wolf Among Us is pretty draining.
It's beautiful. Makes me want to cry. But you can also follow me on my YouTube channel, where I post up silly game videos. I am going to get started on it. I'm going to have a set schedule soon so that you guys can see. At least I'm trying to push for at least Thursdays, every Thursdays and Fridays, for a gameplay to be up, or even my challenges. I do have specific challenges that I am bringing out to the channel, so keep a lookout.
What are you doing? What can we look forward to?
Nope. You're just going to have to wait and see. I'll let you know when to hop onto that channel.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
but I did mention it deals with pixel horrors, so it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be something new.
I'm about to play some more Five Nights.
No, not Five Nights. Not Five Nights. I do still have to finish Five Nights at Freddy's 3, but it's not gonna be that. But also, you can follow Skimpy Wizard on either his Twitter, Facebook, even his Twitch channel. Honestly, just type in Skimpy Wizard and he should pop up on there.
But he's not on the show right now.
Yeah, he's not here today. Once again, but we will bring him on the next one if we can. That's going to be our job, to bring him on the next one. So you guys can rap on him. But all right.
Gonna rap? What'd
you say? Yeah, we're gonna throw down a rap battle.
Okay.
Right when he talks. But all right, you guys. Thanks for watching. See you guys next time.
Shit, when my DeviantArt comes up and I post Asian Mike 123 gross.
Hold up, you have a DeviantArt?
I don't post on it. Don't go to it. It's not worth it.
Everybody, let's go there.
Well, you have to see all of his original Sonic characters.
There's no original Sonic characters.
But Sonic.
I'm at the point where I wish there was, alright? There's no original Sonic characters. God, it's so dumb. Oh, my DeviantArt, it's so dumb.
Is it a Mario character?
No, there's none of that. It's like, it's dumb.
Is it music?
It's not even worthwhile. Like, that's how dumb it is.